Last week, we said some things about resolution. How many have already broken the resolutions you've made? I hope you now see Jesus is the solution for your resolutions. We encouraged everyone to get out of the fire and warn those that are in danger. What God is instructing us to do, Satan is trying to prevent it. If he can keep you from going to church, he can keep the church from growing in you. If he can keep you from listening and keep you occupied in other things, you will keep making resolutions you can't keep. Don't let hard times make you forget who Jesus is or make you forget who you are. We cannot live like the world and do what they do and still expect to receive the blessings and promises God has for us. Many churches use this saying, "Give honor to God who is the head of my life." True, we need to give him the honor. And true, he should be the head of our life. But in order to honor God, who is our Father, we must honor both the Father and the Son. Because without honoring them both, there is no life or honor. In fact, the scripture says in John 5:23, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. The scripture we started with on Sunday was Ezekiel 3:17-21. But I want to start this morning with Ezekiel 33:1-10. I want to talk about being an example while being responsible. That's being an example while being responsible. Again, in verse 1, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Son of man, speak to the children of the people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head." Not only do pastors and ministers watch for the people, but parents watch for their children. And we who are responsible brothers and sisters in Christ watch for each other. But your soul is in your hand continually. It is up to you. If you see danger coming, as you take cover, wouldn't you warn those around you to take cover as well? The trumpet is sounding. Instead of you saying, "It ain't my job," or "I'm going to look out for myself," we should exhort those we fellowship with and encourage and warn them of the danger present. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." And what do friends do for each other? They look out for one another. Did not Jesus call us friends? And what did he do for us? In fact, this is what Jesus said in John 15:15. "Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things have I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." Just as Jesus makes things known unto us, let us make things known to those we labor with and love. Let's be an example as well as responsible. Now, going back to Ezekiel 33:5, it says, "He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, If the sword come and take away persons from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Here's a natural example for a moment. If you saw a car coming and your child was running into the street, if you did and said nothing, what would happen? How would you feel afterwards? Would it be your fault? Warning the child of a coming car is for the safety of the child. What is being said to us is for our salvation. God is already saved. Did you know if I see and say nothing, it not only affects you, but it affects me as well. The young man who killed those children in the Oxford school, he will answer for it. But because the parents didn't do anything or do as they should, they are just as responsible and will suffer consequences. They could have prevented it. We can prevent things from happening if we would talk to our children and sound the trumpet. Children sometimes need to be reminded, you are the parent, not the friend. The world is not the example how to raise our children. We are the example how the world should raise their children. I saw in the news how a reporter put on Facebook how her child acted out, and she made video and posted it. The punishment was to go to their room. Now, what kind of lesson is that? When in the room, they have a cell phone, iPad, internet, and television in the room, and she brings food. And while they are there, they see what the mother did and has thousands of hits of how she posted it. All that does is encourage them to do more mischief. Exactly what lesson has been learned there? Who's in charge? Proverbs tells us, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And it also lets us know, spanking them is not going to kill them. Saints, I'm a witness. I got my share of spankings, and I'm still here. Even when I was in junior high. Yes, in junior high. We call these spankings by different names. Some say beatings, whoopings, and whippings. Mm-hmm. Call them what you want. But the fact is, I got my share, and that could be why I'm still here. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 said, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. God set Ezekiel to be a watchman over Israel. He has placed me as a watchman over more Jesus. God has made parents watchmen over their children. Grandparents, brothers, and sisters, we all have responsibility. We all have someone we can sound the trumpet to, especially in these days and times. It is not just the responsibility of the pastors. Yes, he has given you pastors according to his heart. Yes, he feeds you with knowledge and understanding. But you are not given this understanding to sit on it. Some spouses could use what you have received. Co-workers need this truth. Some children can share with parents. Parents sound the trumpet to your children. Everybody knows somebody who could use encouragement. Verse 8 says, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. God is speaking to his watchmen, warning us all over and over again. And he is warning his children over and over again. The time is near. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. He spoke to the wicked and the righteous. With the mercy of God, he is not willing for any to be lost, but has given all a choice whether to receive or perish. Man is still more concerned with things pertaining to the flesh than his soul. The word tells us our soul is in our hand continually. Mm-hmm. We must look up because our redemption draws nigh. Let's look at Romans 13, verse 11 through 14. Romans 13, verse 11 through 14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Corinthians tells us to awake to righteousness and not sin. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We cannot dwell with the darkness of this world and remain in the light. They will not dwell together. It is time we put away our darkness. It is time to get into a good protection plan that is only found in Christ. When we buy something, especially if it costs a lot, we look for a good protection plan. We ask, what does it cover? Especially if you're buying a car or appliances. How many years parts and labor? We look for brand names. The longer the warranty, the better. I don't know about you, but Jesus is my protection plan. There are no other names to be considered. I am covered by his blood. The Bible, being the manual, gives me understanding of the warranty. It is called the Word of God. With this warranty, I have clear direction and understanding how to reach my final destination. If a part goes bad, if I have any problem, just call Jesus. His line is never busy and never out of order. He doesn't have a short in his line. He will not put you on hold or switch you to another department. As encouragement, he tells us in verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. As we said last week, a watchman is a person who stands guard or keep watch. Let me give you one more example. During a tornado watch, someone is being a watchman. If a siren goes off, it is a warning telling you to take cover because a tornado has been sighted in your area. When your TV is interrupted in the middle of your program and they give a distinctive sound, at the end they tell you whether it was a test or the real thing. If it is the real thing, you would have been instructed what to do. All sounds have purpose and are clear what they are meaning. God has given us warning in different ways. We have been given the word by the prophets, the word by the pastors. Jesus, who is the word, is his only begotten son, and the word brought back to us by the Holy Ghost. But some people still have yet to get the memo. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. That is why we must continue to be responsible, warn, exhort, and encourage and instruct those we are around. We must continue to comfort those that need it so they will not be weary in well-doing. Verse 10 of Ezekiel says, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? Again, here is an opportunity to allow our light to shine so others can see it. It is time to let people see what they don't see from the world. Just like a moth is drawn to the light in the night, the world can be drawn to Christ through us, because we are the light. Don't be that person in darkness. Be the example God called you to be. Encourage the righteous with the words of life. Don't be like the one who said, my Lord, delay his coming. Look at Luke 12, 45 and 46. This is what it says. But if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maids, and to eat and drink and be drunken. If you believe you're in your heart, you got time to do whatever. If you go out and party and treat people as you wish, listen to what it says in verse 46. The Lord of the servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Don't let this be your end. When a person is in this state of mind, one, they don't know when to quit. Two, they don't know when Christ is coming. The end for you does not necessarily mean when he cracks the eastern skies. God can call your spirit at any time for any reason. That would be your end. Betty White lived to be 99 with the anticipation of reaching 100. She missed the new year. Her birthday was about 7 days after. They said she died of natural causes. Sidney Poitier passed at 94, all unexpected, meaning it was their time. I don't believe they knew their soul would be required. We don't know when our souls will be. Did you know every breath you take, you are one step closer? Whether you are 10 or 90, God can call you at any time. And to keep the record straight, it is not the world that is saying, "My Lord delays his coming." They don't even know the Lord, but it's those that who say they know him. However, the last part of that verse says, he will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. So can you see the importance of sounding the trumpet? Can you see the importance of following the trumpet's instructions? Do we see the importance of being responsible and being an example and warning people that the day is rapidly approaching? What is happening to many? Proverbs tells us there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man's own ways is stopping him from hearing the trumpet. His own understanding seems right. Even though what is explained was plain from the scriptures, what they are doing is rejecting Christ. Look at John 12:47. And if any man hear my words, Jesus talking here, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me, receiveth not my words, hath one that judges him the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last days. When the truth is preached and rejected, when you share and they don't receive it, they are rejecting the Father and the Son. And the word they reject is the word that will judge them in the end. Jesus said this in verse 49, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which has sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." As pastors, we are mandated to preach the gospel, not gossip. As believers, the truth is given that you may share it. Let's close with this last scripture, Acts 3, 23 and 24. That's Acts 3, 23 and 24. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, again, that prophet is Jesus, it says, they shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. So when the word is spoken and rejected, it is Jesus that is being rejected. And it is the word that will judge them in the end, not you. And it is also by his mercy they have not been consumed. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.